Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hi there. My name is Bill Scarsdale, and I'm with Publishers. I was looking for Allison.
This is her.
Allison. Hey, Bill Scarsdale with Publishers. Think I said that already, but...
Just... Yeah. I got my resume into you guys.
That's correct, and I got it right on my desk in front of me.
Oh, okay.
So, wanted to see if you had a few moments to, you know, chop it up a bit about your... Do an interview. I was trying to say do an interview.
Yeah, absolutely. This time works fine for me.
Well, what's good?
What's good?
Yeah, like, I think that's how you say how you doing. Right, what's good? What's good?
Yeah, everything is well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm feeling lit up today, so yeah, I'm all right.
Oh, you're lit up.
Yeah.
That's good.
I guess.
Okay.
Can I ask you a few questions about your previous job experience?
Sure.
All right. Well, tell me something about your company, the last company you worked for. Tell me something about it that was completely Gucci.
Gucci.
Basically tell me about your company's Gucci-ness or non-Gucci-ness. How Gucci did you feel it was, I guess?
I'm not, you know, quite sure how you want me to answer that.
Well, I'm not trying to troll you here, girlfriend. God, does Gucci mean good or something? I'm trying to ask something you liked about your company, something you didn't like. Did I say it right?
No, you said it right. I'm sorry, it's funny that you're using these terms for a job interview. It's just kind of funny.
And trust me, I wish I didn't have to say them, but I got to try to learn to communicate with the younger workforce.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm FOMOing you. I'm FOMOing you, huh? Yeah, FOMO'd.
Okay. Did you want me to answer?
Can I be honest? Can I be honest with you for a second?
Sure.
I have no idea what the hell I'm saying.
So you don't have to talk to me in those words. I mean, I know I'm younger, but, you know, we can talk normal.
Well,
that's okay.
I just want you to understand me is all. I mean, I'm just trying to be a little more hip. I even made a Finsta the other day. Didn't seem to work. Yeah, Finsta. It didn't seem to work at all.
I'm not sure what a Finsta is.
You got the Instagram.
Oh, Insta?
Yeah, but it's like a fake one. A Finsta. I looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
See, you know more words than I do. Your cool factor is better than mine.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're just telling me that because you're interviewing for a job right now, and that's a cringeworthy one, I think.
No, seriously. Everything you're doing right now, it's totally Gucci. I got you.
Okay, that means good.
Yes, it does mean good.
Yas. Yas queen.
Sorry?
Yeah, is that how it's said? Y-A-S-S-S. I see you kids typing that. Yas.
Did you want me to answer your question?
What are we talking about now?
Well, I mean, from what I understood, this was a phone interview for the position I applied for with your company.
That's correct. I hit you on your Instaphone. That's not one either. God!
Oh, no. Don't feel bad. It's okay. You're fine.
I'm not fine. I can't figure out any of these words.
Don't worry about it.
When I was a kid, lit was just a way to describe a cigarette or the room. Like, is it lit in there? Is the lights on? Now it's like, it means something else.
I mean, yeah, it's true. All these new words coming out.
Yas.
So, sir, you were asking me about the company I previously worked for?
Yeah, that's right. I was asking you about that, wasn't I?
I believe so.
Till I FOMO'd all over myself.
I don't think that's exactly how you use that term.
That's not how you use the FOMO'd? Did I FOMO on you?
No, you definitely didn't do that.
Lit.
Sir, is there anything else that we can talk about today? You know, we don't have to just keep talking about this.
I guess we could talk about the fact this is a prank phone call. Gucci.
What?
Huh?
Who is this?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, and your roommate Emily set you up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She told me you were applying for a job and wanted me to freak you out about it.
Yeah, I was like, who is this guy? Like, well, what is going on?
That was not very Gucci, was it?
I was so confused. I was like, I wanted this job so bad.
You're confused. I'm the one that's got FOMO all over my shirt.
Oh, my God.
Disgusting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.